We're joined this morning from the Lorain Historical Society. Barb Piscopo is with us. Hi, Barb. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Hey, how are you two gentlemen doing today?
We're doing just fine.
Good.
Doing okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have coming up here. The month of August will be here before you know it. What's some of the things you got planned for us?
Well, August is a really, really busy month for the Historical Society, and we hope for the community as well. Sunday, August 8th, which is less than 2 weeks away, we have our annual ice cream social from 1 to 4 here at the Carnegie Center. Last year, because of COVID, and again this year, just because things aren't quite settled yet, we're partnering with the Prayers for Maria Ice Cream Truck. That is a charity based out of Rocky River, and it benefits children with brain cancer research. And they have a great ice cream truck that provides ice cream novelties. So we are offering ice cream novelties to everybody who comes to the ice cream social. You can get here. If you're an adult, the tickets are $5. We have sponsors who sponsored many aspects of our event, which allows us to give ice cream to young people 18 and under, free ice cream. And we also are this year offering an anniversary cookie. It's our 40th anniversary year. So everyone who attends will receive a wrapped anniversary cookie. The first floor will be open to people to tour, to shop in our gift shop, and also to see some crafters who are going to be in the first floor meeting room as well. So we're hoping that people feel comfortable to gather outdoors. If you'd like to feel safe and come inside, you're more than welcome. Mask wearing inside is optional, but we do ask people to maintain distancing. This is a great opportunity to showcase our gift shop, which we haven't been able to do due to COVID for the last, I don't know how many months now.
It's been a while, but I see you've also opened up your gift shop for folks online now too, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you go on our website, lorainhistory.org, between now and August 31st, anyone who shops online gets a 10% discount as our way to get people to try that option. If you're out-of-towners or simply don't want to stop by to pick it up, you can have it shipped to your home. Or if you'd like to buy online but come and pick it up inside, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Selection is limited for now. We have some Lorain crowd gear, some great handmade embroidered lighthouse pillows, some books available online. And hopefully, if this all goes well and people find it easy to use and convenient, we'll add a few items for the holiday.
Kind of neat. I also see from your release that you'll have someone from the Lorain County Sacred Landmarks on hand for a book signing, Celebration of Faith, a Century of Worship in Lorain County, Ohio.
So this is a new publication for them, and it is really expanded the one that they did many years back. They did a book signing at the Lorain County Historical Society Ice Cream Social, and they're coming to us on Sunday, August the 8th to sign some of their books, and we'll have them available for sale. The books are $20 each, and I believe David Simmer, who's one of the authors, and many people know David from many of his history presentations, will be on hand to sign the books.
It's kind of neat. You know, you can't have history in an area without thinking of their churches, because a lot of times they are the keepers of the history for times.
Absolutely. I know that's true here in Lorain, and I also know to be true in Lorain County as well.
Sounds great. Well, speaking of history, the Lorain Historical Society also announcing the installation of the Ohio Historic Marker, honoring Nobel Prize winning author Toni Morrison. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so that really is another wonderful event that will take place the following week. Thursday, August the 12th at 4 p.m., we will have a short ceremony, hopefully outdoors, weather permitting. We are installing the historic marker, and many people are familiar with these because I know that there are a number of them here in Lorain and also throughout the county, honoring Ms. Morrison for her work that she's contributed to the international literary canon as well. And Toni Morrison, when she was Chloe Wofford and a high school student, actually worked in this building when it was just a Carnegie Library building at the time. She was a shelver of books and often got scolded by some of the librarians because she spent more time reading the books than shelving them. And we're just really honored to have that marker in front of our building.
That's kind of neat. Do you know the process for that marker? Were you involved in that at all, or what?
Oh, yes. So you need to get some local sponsors, and we have several, the Historical Society being one of them, the Ohio Anna Literary Organization, The YWCA and the Ohio History Connection are our sponsors for the marker itself. You write a grant and submit it to the Ohio History Connection, and if they accept it, then they also sponsor it as well. And this year also, the Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated Sorority will be sponsoring the reception following. They sponsor the installation of the marker, actual digging the hole in the ground and mounting that, and they will sponsor the reception as well, because Toni was a member of that sorority when she was in college.
The important part, though, is how you come up with the script or what's on there, because there's always an interesting story or it has information, you know, in a limited space, right?
And that is a challenge. We've gone through many revisions. We did reach out to our good friend, Johanna Gabelhaus, who was the producer and researcher for the most recent Toni Morrison film, The Pieces I Am. And Johanna graciously worked with our grant writer, Susan Poole, in coming up with the text. And then we collaborated with Laura Russell from the Ohio History Connection, because there is a certain format that they follow at the Ohio History Connection. And we wanted not only to tell the story of Toni's life, but also of her literary contribution. And so on the one side of the marker will be more biographical information, and then on the other side of the marker is her literary contribution to the world.
Barb, you mentioned that it was once the Carnegie Library. How long ago?
So the building was built in 1903 by Andrew Carnegie for $30,000. A group that recently celebrated its sunset, the Wymodossus Literary Group here in Lorain, were the women behind the City Fathers to get a Carnegie Library at the time. Lorain only had a very small library and a storefront, I believe, on East Erie it was. I'm not positive about that, but they wanted a Carnegie Library, so they petitioned Mr. Carnegie, got the grant. The city could pick the site. And they picked here in Streeter Park, and then it was built for $30,000, and it was the library until 1957, when they moved to their current location on 6th Street. The building wasn't big enough to house all the books, and they wanted to be closer to town. So when they moved, then it became a civil defense building for a number of years, and then in 1974 was renovated to become home to the city's Parks and Rec Department until we took over in 2013.
Well, that's good. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, telling us all the things that are going on. If people want to find out more or get involved, where's a good place to do that?
Our website is the best, lorainhistory.org, or our Facebook page also is pretty up to date with lots of information of things happening here in Lorain.
Sounds good. Barb, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Barb Piscopo, Executive Director of the Lorain Historical Society, joining us again, talking about all the things that are happening there as well.